Siamo Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya.
Sri Vidagdha Madhava, Clever Krishna, Act 1. Scene 1. Purnamasi enters with her companion. Purnamasi says, O king of the actors, how did your ear become decorated with the flower that is the secret of this drama, the secret that I will arrange the meeting of Radha and Krishna? Child Nandimukhi, by singing this verse, the narrator pleased me. Nandi says, Noble lady, did he speak the truth? Purnamasi answers, O girl with the beautiful thighs, the tree of my good fortune is withered at the root. How will it produce a fruit like that, a fruit that will make me qualified to arrange a new meeting of the beautiful and auspicious divine couple? Nandi says, Noble lady, if you are destined to arrange Rishabhanu Nandini Radha's meeting with Lord Krishna, then why did Radha leave the land of Gokul, which is so favorable for that meeting, and secretly reside in the sacred village of Santanu Vas? Purnamasi answers, Because she fears cruel Kamsa, my child. Nandi says, Noble lady, how did the king learn about Radha? Purnamasi answers, He learned about Radha's great beauty in this way. Even if one carefully hides it, musk's sweet scent at once reveals where it is. In the same way, even though they were carefully hidden, Radha's beauty and virtues became known everywhere. Nandi says, Noble lady, Yashoda's nurse, Mukura, brought her granddaughter Radha to Gokula. Radha then accepted the hand of Abhimanyu, the son of Jatila, in marriage. A more unsuitable match could not have been made. Radha cannot tolerate the touch of the hand of any man other than Krishna. Oh, mother, how can you remain aloof when this is happening? Purnamasi answers, Why should I care? Nandi says, How can you talk like that? Purnamasi, laughing, says, This false marriage of Radha and Abhimanyu is simply a trick that Yogamaya has played to cheat Kamsa. Radha and all the other gopis are Krishna's lovers eternally. Nandi joyfully says, And now that Radha has returned to Gokula, you are free of all worries. Purnamasi says, Child, what you say is true. My worry about Kamsa is now less, although now I am beginning to worry about Abhimanyu. Nandi asks, Why is that? Purnamasi replies, Noticing that the black bumblebee of Krishna is fond of playing among the new flowering vines of the gopis, Abhimanyu has become jealous. Now he desires to take the golden lotus flower Radha to another forest. Nandi says, Now Yogamaya will act. Purnamasi says, Daughter, independent Yogamaya now stands aloof. Who understands her actions? Nandi asks, Is there another way to stop him? Purnamasi answers, Child, simply by speaking sweet and clever words, I will stop shallow Abhimanyu. Nandi joyfully says, Respected mother, Govardhan Hill is appointed by King Kamsa to watch over the activities in Gokula. Why does he not become angry at Krishna for enjoying pastimes with Chandravali? Purnamasi answers, Daughter, Govardhan Hill is very proud. He does not think the king's order is very important. Nandi asks, How did Krishna and Chandravali first meet? Purnamasi answers, Daughter, when they first met, they fell deeply in love. For me to do anything more would be to crush what is already powder. Nandi asks, Noble lady, why do you love Krishna so deeply that you came to Gokula, leaving Ujjayini because Krishna was not there? Purnamasi replies, Daughter, I did it because of the mercy of my guru's advice. Nandi asks, Does fortunate Sandipani Muni know you are here? Purnamasi replies, "Yes, he sent his son Madhumangal to serve me." Nandi says, "You are very kind to Madhumangal. You gave him a great festival of friendship for the lotus moon that is Nanda's son." Purnamasi says, "Daughter, Radha is my great treasure. Please help her fall in love with Krishna." Nandi says joyfully, "Noble lady, Radha has already climbed to the highest mountaintop of love for Krishna." Purnamasi asks, "How do you know?" Nandi says, "Whenever in the course of an ordinary conversation she hears the name Krishna, the hairs of her body stand up, and she shows the symptoms of ecstasy." Purnamasi says, "Daughter, that is the right response. After all, I do not know how much nectar of the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert." Nandi says, "Noble lady, accompanied by her friends Lalita and Vishaka, Radha worshipped the sun god, and accompanied by Saibya, Padma, and other friends, Chandravali worshipped Parvati. I could only guess that it was by the mercy of these demigods that these gopis attained such love for Krishna." Purnamasi says, "Although they went to the forest only to worship the demigods, the beautiful eyebrowed girls of Braj found that love for Krishna suddenly awakened within them." Nandi says, "Radha's natural love for Krishna made her friends fortunate." Purnamasi replies, "Daughter, on my order, please ask the skillful artist Vishaka to draw, for the pleasure of her friend's lotus eyes, a picture of Nanda's son." Nandi says, "As the noble lady orders." Purnamasi says, "Then on the pretext of carrying a gift of Modaka candies, I will enter Vrindavan forest and delight Krishna's ears with the sweetness of two auspicious syllables, Radha." Nandi exclaims, "Noble lady, look! Accompanied by Balaram, Madhumangal, Sridham, and a host of friends, and embraced by affectionate Nanda and Yashoda, his parents, Krishna now goes from Gokula to Vrindavan forest." Purnamasi says, joyfully looking at Krishna, "The beauty of Krishna's eyes surpasses the beauty of white lotus flowers. His yellow garments surpass the brilliance of fresh decorations of kumkum. His ornaments of selected forest flowers surpass the hankering for the best of garments. And his bodily beauty possesses mind-attracting splendor greater than the jewels known as Marakata Mani, emeralds. I will go to deliver these Modaka candies. You go to Vishaka."
They both exit.